Israel is such a geschmacka place. We are on yes, I'm Ches.
Oh, wow.
I'm Ches, 75. Yeah. I'm Ches, I brought the Rabbi Yom Sher Rabbi Yonet. Which is, that's why I have my little mark. Yep. Too far behind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down. Rabbi Yom Sher Rabbi Yonet, it's actually a new sugya. Any from Nixie Sonic time one does not collect from the property owned by minor orphans, unless there is a loan outstanding against them, such as from a goy, where they're being consumed by interest. So therefore, in order to avoid any further charging of interest, we collect the loan, pay it off, and therefore they'll be exempt from paying any interest. Okay? Rabbi Gosson, the Avlux of Asisha, that we also collect out from them if they have to pay off the ksuva of a woman. Okay? And this is also the advantage of the Yisoyimim, as the Pnei Moshe points out here, because once they get, as long as the woman is not collecting the ksuva, they have to pay her mizonos. They have to give her food, right, the moment. So therefore, in order to avoid having to pay food, it's their advantage to give the ksuva as soon as possible to get her out of the house, so they no longer have to feed her.
Excuse me anymore.
Rabbi Tanya said, who's the one who's concerned with mizonos? Rabbi Shimon said, it says here bin Akeva, but in the ksuvas it says bin Magvel Dovratoli, that when does a woman stop receiving mizonos? When she comes to collect her ksuva. So when she comes to collect her ksuva, then she still loses her mizonos, and therefore b'magva literally means that time of collection, and therefore we could allow her to collect the ksuva. Says Marmaikaduna, why Rabbanan not all that way? The rabbis say that we don't pay off the debts for other properties of Mikdaim, rather we let the woman continue to eat mizonos. Why is that? Why we continue to let her eat mizonos despite the fact that we can get out of the mizonos by paying off for ksuva at the earliest possible time? So says more interesting answer. Gemara says, again, this is also where we have the ksuvas. Why mishum chino? This is because of chayin. What does it mean because of chayin? It means because I made a mistake. This is Kohen Rabbanan, but it's coming to explain Kohen Rabbanan that why we pay the woman her ksuva, not why we give her mizono. The opposite. Everybody holds, I made a mistake, everybody holds we give the woman her ksuva as soon as she demands it, even from the property of Mechtanim. From Shimon held, it's in order to avoid having to pay mizonos. But the question is going to Rabbanan. It seems that Rabbanan, even though they agree with the halacha that she doesn't and no longer gets fed, but they seem not to hold that that's enough of a reason for her to be collecting ksuva from the Yisrael Mekdanim. So according to Rabbanan, what's the reason why a woman does collect her ksuva from the Yisrael Mekdanim? We know that's the halacha. Why is the halacha? It's not based on cessation of feeding, so what's it based upon? So it says, Marim Shum Chino, it's in order to provide her with a second dowry. So she gets a ksuva, she'll have a second dowry, right? She'll be able to get remarried. So it's actually not for the benefit of the assignment. It's one of these rare instances where we don't do something for the benefit of the orphans, but rather do something for the benefit, actually, of the woman herself. In order to provide her with a dowry, in order that she find favor in the eyes of some subsequent chosen, so we give her ksuva in order for her to have that. Okay? So it says, Rabbi Nosramer, Afzlik Zela Unizokin. If the father, of the Yisrael stole, so we collect from the property even a minor yisurim. And to farther the yisurim damage, so we collect from the property on the yisurim ktanim, even though they are minors. Now, however, I'm Rav Yossi, we're not yet, however. Rav Yossi is a Rabbanan Amitiyah. We also learned to Tartayim these two things. Likzela mehocha. For Tefillin learn from here. Yimeo Dover Shish Bachai Schosi, there's real estate. Chai Vashayim have to pay for the theft of the father. When it's Zakin mehocha, and damage is learned out from here. Ain't for Mirsi Saita El Mizi Buris. It says don't collect for the property of the minor orphans, only from Zipporis. And of course, Zipporis is the poorest grade of property. What does a Nizokin normally get? No, Nizokin normally gets Idis. They normally get the best. Somebody who's damaged, but it normally gets the best. Kim Aziz, and this is the way to read that price over there. Any in Babakama, any fun, you'll say, Soy Mikhtani, Nizokin El Zipporis. In other words, even though normally for Nizokin you collect from Idis, nevertheless, for Soy Mikhtani, you collect specifically Zipporis. Okay, so it says Marvatani, turn the page, and we learn Amar HaBen, it should be Amar HaBen Tachas HaOv HaNizokin Shalem Be'idis. It says that the son takes the place of the father in terms of damages. We reckon for from Idis the same way as if the father was paid. V'achov, the a creditor, the painless, again the same as if the father was paying the middle grade. The ksuva sisha and the ksuva woman is ipuris, again the same way as if it's from a father. So the poorest grade. So how come you said here that from Yisrael he only takes ipuris? So it says Maran Rabbi Yosef Bar Punti Potter, you can explain that now here there's a gear, so the next four words really are very difficult. They don't really make any sense. So we're just going to use the gearson from ksuvas. And the same parallel, the identical parallel, so in Suva says a very logical and very apropos answer. Can be awesome gado, can be awesome cut. It depends whether we're talking about an adult orphan or a minor orphan. From a minor orphan, you only collect Zipporis. From an adult orphan, you can collect Edis, whatever the halacha was, which devolves upon the father. Okay? Says Morachat Amarir, you say, here you say that you don't take a shvua on the property of a on the commit claim. Sorry, of a chere shreit v'katan. Yet by yisayim k'tanim, you say the any froy by any yisayim on the shvoyim l'katan u'hekdesh. That you take you take a shvua to Katan and to Hekdesh. Hekdesh was where you had some prior lien, and you're taking from Hekdesh, which asserted a subsequent lien. So in A, so how come, right? Klar is no shvua by Katan or by Hekdesh. So I'm right here. Before me say Katan. So that's the answer. So says my b'nifroim nichse katan. When do we take a shvua against the katan? When we're collecting from a katan's property. In other words, when a katan makes a claim, then the person against whom he makes a claim does not have to respond with a shvua. That's to say you don't take a shvua on the claim of a katan. But if you yourself want to claim the property of a katan, because you're a creditor against katan, then you have to take a shvua. Okay? A katan cannot, as a creditor, generate an obligation to take a shvua on a debtor. But a creditor wants to take collection from a katan, he has to take a shvua, which is actually a very simple logical dichotomy. Okay, says Mora Vaitel Vinifroin Meodam Shlomafonov. Says Mora.
So let's say the Kotan father was a creditor.
Yeah.
And the
have to take a shmur that his father didn't tell him that it was a collector or something like that. No, you have to wait till you become an adult. That's the way that comes adult. You can't take shmur. Okay. But what we're saying before is Cotton also can't claim a shmur. In other words, he can't go out on the open in court and say, well, you owe me a shmur because of X, Y, Z reason. You're a shomer or a... Says the Gemara further. It's spoken a mission about collecting property for a person when he's not around and taking a shvuah to that effect. So says Gemara, anyway, how can you collect for somebody if he's not around? So says the Gemara, so but a case where there's interest to go, interest around. In other words, the debtor is being charged interest, and if it's in his own best interest to pay interest, to pay off the loan and not pay any more interest. So says Zimbara, but that infers that Basin helps collect this interest, which is due till now, which is an Avera. So says our Basin Govin Rivers, does Basin help collect interest? Tipata Bali Blomigoi. It says more about a case where the guarantor was a Goy. Well, somehow or another, they didn't understand exactly how the case works, but let's see if I can construct it here. The lender's a goy, and this guy is the guarantor of a loan from a goy, and therefore it's important for him to pay, and somehow the goy always go after guarantors, so it's important to pay off the debt as soon as possible, because otherwise the guy who's the main creditor is going to demand more and more interest. Say to that effect. I don't know exactly how it works, but name it. But they have a case where the interest is being taken and is legitimately being taken, and if we want to avoid paying that interest. Says Marliksa, Amar Liksa, which is seems to be a Greek name, although the famous says Babylonian name is probably mistaken about that. Liksa Amar Kuremon. Liksa said in front of Raymond, and this we also had back in Xulis. Anan Adifton Tavus Sagin. No. We do better than, much better than you. We do much better than you. How so? Anan Mishalchin, we send Diati. I can't pronounce that word. Diatin matin, which basically means a subpoena. Okay, in asa hatavos, if the guy comes, what? It's a gimel. Oh, sorry, couldn't read it. That makes you guys understand it much better. Okay. So Mishalchin Diak Tiatik Matin in Asa, if the debtor comes, Atavus, it's good. Being low, and if not, in law, so Adam Machlitin, we seize his property and give his property over to the creditor. Says Marmalay, so he said, Afanan Avdin, okay, and Jews also do that. Machrizin on Shloshim Yom, we announce about the property about to be collected. For 30 days. Inasa Tavus, if he comes fine, eat low. If not, Machlatina Nichso, we take away his property. We usurp him and take possession of that. Amar Lei, so the Lixa said back to him, I understand. Why 30 days? If he's right here, so then it should be 30 days right away. If he's far away, so why is 30 days sufficient? Amar Lei, God to Bechot, Abba Pazuzi, Rechik, what if it's in the far off land? How is he ever going to get back in time just because you gave him an extra 30 days? Malaysia said, you're right, it's not really 30 days. We sent three letters. Chada go shloshim yomin, one within the first 30 days. Chada go shloshim yomin, and one within the second 30 days. Chada go shloshim yomin, and one after during the third 30 days. So it's really the 90 days altogether. Not so if he comes during that time, what the boost is good. If not, machlatina nichsoy, we take away his property from him. Amr Echidachina said, Vishama Bedina Barach, this is a case where when he was still here before he fled, the rei rendered a judgment against him. But if he didn't actually go to judgment, lo machlatina, we do not immediately decide to give the property over to the other fellow. And here it says, v'lo machlatina, we don't make an announcement either. And that's where Korbanator learns out ksuvas. But actually, the gears itself in ksuvas is, lo machlatinan, ela machlatinan. We do not make an immediate decision to give it over. Rather, we announce the intention to give over. And meaning it seems, although I'm not sure if this is correct, but it says pretty much the Bavli says here, Bavli but not here, Bavli Baba Kama says that we make announcement if he's not around until 12 months because he's possibly far away. So we have made it until 12 months, only machlid at the end of the 12 months. Until 12 months elapse, it still belongs to the debtor. It only goes over to the creditor after 12 months are over. So that would be a case where he's really not around and you give 12 months, okay? And that would mean that we don't give over the property to the creditor. Rather, we're machlis to continuously make the announcements for the next 12 months. Says the Gemara, Ashkenaz Chaimer. So they found a statement. This statement is really not so nogea to our. It's not nogea at all to our suya, but it's all quoted from Ksuvas. Ashkenaz Chaimer found a statement. Chan Rabbi Shimon Bosa. They both said the same thing. And they both said the same thing about something I forgot. One second. But people who need women who only have to take a shvuah when they can finish collecting, that they didn't abuse the privilege, not when they begin to collect. That's what's about over here, or in this machlokas. They both said the same thing. They only make a shvuah at the end, by self, and not b'tchila. So whatever activity they're about to engage, we believe in the beginning. We just need a reckoning from them at the end. So it says, once you say halacha is like Rav Chanan, then halacha is also like Rav Shimon as well, because they both said the same thing. Rav said, Mesa Love. Well, it's out of place, because it relates to the Machlokas and Ksuvas, so we need to take the Shavuos about collection. It really shouldn't be. That's what the pay motion really says. It's just schlepped in because it appears in Ksuvah, so they tacked it in over here. Because in Ksuvah, that's where you have this machloksin. So it says, Morava mar mesa loiva, malva nishba liyarshav. This actually goes back to something you asked before. And when the loiva bar dies, if the borrower dies, the malva, the creditor, take the debtor dies. Then the creditor takes the shvuah to his heirs. Afilu mesa malva. And even if the Mekred himself dies, Yorshe Malve, the heirs of the Malve, Nishbon Lova, they take an oath to the Lova, right? And the heirs of the creditor take a debt, they take an oath to the debtor. However, Meis Lova Tchilo, Achachach Meis Malve, but they're both dead, both the debtor and the creditor. Then, by Nishchayev, Malve, Livne Lova, Shvua. Then already it's the malva who's required to himself make the shvuah to the children of his debtor. V'ein adam morish shvuaso uvanav. A person cannot bequeath an obligation to take a shvuah which is devolved upon him to his children. So that's what an amazing query, which there is no answer to here. Shava Shamar Rabbi Yochanan Bamar If you ever heard this halacha paskin, he said yochal avachati. So what? These guys, the debtor or the debtor's heirs, are going to just sit and eat and be happy with that because the creditor can't make the shmua against them. Creditor's kids can't make the shmua against them. In other words, it's unfair. It's not just. Because there's obviously an obligation, and the obligation will never be fulfilled. Because the creditor can't make a proper shmua because his father was the primary creditor, already died. But it's not fair. So the Mora doesn't really answer. The Mora just leaves its unfairness intact. Okay? That's no good? Yeah, adult children, but they're all Yisayim, right? Right, adult children. So it says to Gemara, Revchia Barashi. So actually, the last line in the Bnei Moshe says that the Rabbi Yehovah is upset. So let the children of the Malva take a note that they didn't hear anything from their father, that it was a payback or not. So that they could take some sort of oath. So let them take some sort of oath. Now, being not the primary oath about the actual theft, or whatever it was, but let them take a secondary oath. So Gemara never answers that. Says Marachia Barashi B'Shem Rav. Rashi, we said name Rav. Top of Lamedes Malva. This too is from Ksuvas, or Baba Kama actually. Bamitzia. It says your star, but really is a simfo. And the word simfo means a receipt. That's what it says over there, Bamitzia. A star or a simfo. Hayyati Batalasidea Malva. If you find among the creditor's documents, you find a document attesting that he received payment on this document. Let's say he has a loan outstanding at Ruven for $10,000. And he finds a separate document saying that he received payment for Ruven for $10,000. But he didn't tell his kids about that, and he kept the old document intact. So what do I say about that? What do you think? What would you pass in that case? That's what you would say. What would you say? Oh, come on. Yeah. It's a good mark to it, but as Gemara says here, receipt, which comes out from underneath the Malva's hand, Biksab Yodo in his handwriting, puzzle, it's no good. I say he was just playing around with his documents. In other words, he was practicing how to write a receipt. We don't actually believe the receipt.
Even though it says the exact amount, $10,000.
Yes, because who should have the receipt? Who should have the receipt?
Well, the other guy.
The other guy, the debtor should have the receipt. What is the creditor doing with the receipt? Right? So the debtor should have a receipt. The debtor paid. He gets the receipt, right? With the supermarket, who gets the receipt? You get the receipt, the buyer, right? So that's why we said we don't believe that it actually was paid up. Now, it says, if the receipt written in a different handwriting, it's okay. Because then I say that the receipt is real. If the creditor wrote it, so then I say it's not for real, unless he's delivered it. If somebody else wrote it, I say it's for real. Okay, that's what I mean. So you found it in another person's handwriting.
But it's still in the creditor's.
That's right.
Possession.
That's true. But I would say about the creditor, he's writing just for the fun of it. But I wouldn't. You wouldn't have one from the third party. It's too iffy.
So the question is, what's filling in his possession?
So a third party wrote it, gave each of them copies. Or he made a mistake when he gave the receipt. So to that effect, that's what you have to say. So it says, Rabbi Avinu B'Shem Shmuel said, the truth is maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. It's probably the third party is holding on to it. So now where the creditor is holding on to the to a document, but they're probably by the creditor's third party himself is holding on to a document which either he read or was given for the safekeeping.
And what about the first case? Was it the third party holding on to this?
No, it was he himself.
In
the second case, I'm reneging now. The second case, he wrote it, the Mava wrote it, but the third party is holding on to it. That's what it is.
So what is
that what you said before?
No, I disagree with
you. Oh.
Alright.
Okay, so third party holding on to the receipt, it's good enough. It's as if the borrower was holding on to the receipt.
So regardless of who wrote it, even if it's the Mava that wrote it,
no, Mava really is better. If the Mava wrote, it's better.
Then you know that it's
yeah, but it's better only if it's in
third party.
Okay. So that's the Gemara. Rabbi Avinu said, "Look, apostle. No, it's only possible. She ain't to me day Mava. Iksav yad loive. That makes no sense, right? Should be the other way around. Should be." But I don't think in Bar Mitzvah I changed it either. It should have to come out of the hands of the Malve, Saviad Leva, but that makes no sense, all right? Number though?
Yeah.
So we can call. Your Shami Kapshuto is there?
Yeah. I've called them once before.
They're very difficult to deal with. Right, they're Amaratim. Or Amaratzot. No, it's for sale. We're looking for sale. For borrowing, we're looking to buy or to steal. So we're willing to steal from JTS or not willing to steal from YU. Right? We have our ethical standards. Now JTS library is very much used by Frum Jews. They don't use it. Conservative Jews don't use it, but Frum Jews use it. It's a very it's superior. Yeah, significantly superior. No, he talked this is a change of gears of pain motion But the Chasim Sofer brings it down to mistake. Not a Chasim Sofer, the Chasim Vermitzir, which you by the way have. I mean, it's Vermitzir Davov Amrav. So over there, Taka says it's a mistake. I don't know why he didn't change it back there. I'm not sure how he learned it back there. But the Chasim Sofer is down from a shach, and the Chasim Sofer wants to keep the gear says it's in front of us, but it is a shach to change it to. What? You're looking at Shavuos, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bob Metzia, that Bob Amrav. Yeah. You got Bob Metzia, that Bob Amrav there too. Would I kid you? See the third, the second line of Chasim Sofer. I ain't shall chosh mitzvah tzimin tzamachay nuscha muva b'iter eitzim v'kosh el yeitzim v'tavs yad malve v'asha kosev shom shuto sofrim. Okay, so it should be the other way around, I guess. Problem, I'm sure I didn't fix it because Lieberman didn't fix it. What that for Yom Shavuos? know why they didn't change it. Obviously must be the reason, because the Libra didn't change it. I mean, the Escoria. Okay, so let's read this new way. Which makes all the sense in the world. Maikadun. Now, there's something missing, which is in Bamatir over there, a whole paragraph. It should say here, Vatani Shalom Pikdun, and this is really why it's put down here. Vatani Shalom Pikdun, but what about that which you learned? That they have to take a shvu. Our father did not command us anything. Vishlomar lano abba. He didn't say anything to us. Shobati the star min shtar goysov. The star is at parua. And we didn't find any document among his documents that said that this document is paid up. Hoim nimtza parua. It sounds like if we do find a document among his documents that he paid up, then we have to believe that document, which is a kash, because he would just said that it's got to be b'ksavi aramavah b'dea loiva. But not an ads involved at all. Says Amrabi Maikadun. So what's it? Where's the case where? We assume it's stock and paid up already. So Maikadun Amrabi said, but the point that we are called with the ITK. You know where? Everybody can read by the ITK, by Matna Shchimira. A person doesn't write, doesn't play around. He doesn't write receipts for play against the Tzavah. So therefore, if there's something, a Tzavah, which he's holding on to, which he wrote, and he cancels it, so that's for real. That cancellation is not taken to be a joke. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. These are people who have to take oaths even if nobody comes to claim against them. I should fame partners, Varisim, sharecroppers, apotropian, guardians, Vaisha, no Sason, no Sons of Zochabais, woman who's left to handle the affairs of the house, Benabais, and a person who's Ben Bais, and he's in charge of the household. Amalo, so he said, if he said, Mata to anani, what are you demanding of me? In other words, if he says, what's your specific claim? And the guy says, I don't have a specific claim. Why don't you take an oath for me? Chayvi has to take an oath. Because you have to write the demand of all these people oaths to make sure that they kept their job with integrity. If, however, the division has already occurred and they've already taken their portion, so then any yochel hashbina, you can't make them take an oath anymore. It's got to be b'shas that you're dissolving the partnership immediately, not subsequently. However, what if years later, even iskagulo shvoyim b'kamacher, they're rolled into a situation another oath he can make them take. So iskagulo is called, they roll against them any possible oath you can make them take. That's principle kilushul. Once you find an opening, you drive truckloads through it. Says the Gemara, "Vashvis mishameta says hashvua. Bichir shmita cancels shvua. So we'll come down to our normal base." Bar Rabbi Yisrael said, "Hadam Rabbi Nosim Nosim Shlo b'cheshba." It's also about where a guy is doing business on behalf of the Baal Bos without making a reckoning. That's where they take a shvua. Avcheshba, but if you take to doing a reckoning, lo b'da. In that case, since it's making a reckoning, so therefore the reckoning is in lieu of a shvua. You can't make him take a shvua. Says the Gemara Vahein Ben Bais. This Ben Bais mentioned Mishnah Odu Benosu Benosu Shlo B'Cheshbon. It's also there where the Ben Bais is not making a cheshbon. Okay, even though it's Ben Bais, you would think that he's that's partial actually. One second. Nope. The Bnei Moshe says, you might think of Ben Bai since he's not a stranger, so therefore he makes a cheshbon, and maybe I'm going to say about a Ben Bai who makes a cheshbon, so he has to take a shvua. That's what it tells us, that the Ben Bai, so about our Mishnah, is not the type which is keeps a cheshbon, and that's why he has to take a shvua instead. Rabbi Zira called out Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zira holds up Rabbi Yossi, that there's this dichotomy. Chavrash also made a comment on Rabbi Zira. A certain individual went to court in front of Rabbi Zira, Chivo Shvua, and Rabbi Zira made him take a Shvua. I'll claim to deny him on $2. Armalei, so the debtor said, you know, a person who had been prosecuted, defendant. Amar Lezer said, Lav trade dinar, and you have lach. I only, it's not only two bucks I owe you, or trefin lach. I'll give them to you. Instead of taking a shvua, I'll give you the $2. Amar Lezer said, no, milas palan a palan. Besides this case, I have numerous other cases against you I want to make the swear about. Amar Lezer said, or have they called it tava? Either give everything is demanding you, even the peripheral cases, or ishtabo lay, call them a gagal, or take a gil, take a shuas gilgal, and anything which is rolling upon you, even if they have nothing to do with the issue at hand. So this Rabbi Zira holds a Rabbi Yossi. And in terms of Gilgal Shmuel, the truth is I didn't make this clear. This, I mean, rather, it's let's not use euphemisms. I made a mistake. This is Rabbi Yossi. I thought that I forgot. The Moshe says it's not coming to say Rabbi Zira holds like our Rabbi Yossi, which simply says it's difference between if you're doing it with a cheshmer or without a cheshmer. He holds like the other Rabbi Yossi. The Gilgal Shmuel means you can tack on as many shmuels as you want. That's what it means when it says like that. The Rabbi Zira holds a Rabbi Yossi, you can tack on shvuos through Gilgal on anything and everything you want, even the kitchen sink. Okay? As long as there's some issue which has to be resolved via shvuos. I can't impose a shvuos or anything like that. It's an issue which can be resolved with a shvuos. So, whatever he makes, you take a shvuos, you have to take a shvuos. That's Mart Kama Magalgli Love. How far can you drop it? It's even, can you go with it even to a drop of a hat? Rabbi Yochanan said, Akadesh Yomelo Avdi Hata. You can even go so far as to make the guy swear you are not my slave. No, it's a monetary claim. Right. But even an outrageous one, even a patently absurd one, that you swear that you're not my Eved. Right? So the Yerushalmi asked, let's imagine that the guy was a Kohen. The defendant. So he can't be an Eved Kanani, right? It's the defendant in the case. This Eved Kanani wouldn't be considered to be a Kohen, right? So therefore he can't be a Kohen. So can the guy make a take a shvua that he's not an Eved if we know the guy is already a Kohen in Duchen? So says more, yes. But it says more, Be'evedi, it should be with a base, not a vav. Be'evedi Ivri, he claims you're taking oath, you're not my Eved Ivri, and a Kohen can become an Eved Ivri, right? Says more, B'chiesh Eved Ivri b'zman hazeh, is there any Eved Ivri b'zman hazeh? And of course there's no answer to that question. Because there is no Eved Ivri b'zman hazeh, so you can't get to be an Eved Ivri b'zman hazeh. But obviously they mean it, Kasha Maisa. Says more further, period, new issue. Our Meshuari answer, Yishmael Yitzel says, it should be Shmira, not Shomra. Shmira lo batla. If I, since I say Allah, Yishan is brought down by the Rambam. If I have a case, make you take an oath as a shomer. And Rosh Hashanah this year passes. Does it cancel my monetary claim against you and I can no longer make it take a shomer or not? It says Shmir Lobab. No, of course it doesn't. Whereas even though I could have made you take a shvua on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I can even make you take a shvua after Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, it should be to cancel it. So Shmita doesn't cancel the Chi of Shvua. Okay, it doesn't cancel. What? Right. What? Right. So the Gemara is now distinguishing between different types of shvuas. Okay, that's what we're going to distinguish. So here it's just trying to say, like the Ritba, it says Shmira lo batla. Shvuas Hashem is not batla. That's what Loke Manu Amri, if we wouldn't say that, what would it say? It would say Shmira, take out the lamed out of the Ritba. Shmira batla? What are you going to say? Shmira is canceled by Shemitah? Right, that's not the type of shvuah she canceled. Everybody said, what kind of shvuah will be canceled by Shemitah? Well, the b'miktzas, right, so like that, something related to a loan. But not shvuah related to a Shemira. Because, Shavuos Ha'edus, or something like that. Shavuos is not sure it comes into money, but none of those weren't be canceled. Now, what would have been a happiness in that portion? So doesn't want to know. It's that portion of Baal Baal. Right? It wouldn't have been a Xer Shavuos Baal Baal. It says, by Shemitah, Shemot Kobal Mashe Yado, Ashe Yoshebereu Masas Muma. Cancel any person who has a loan outstanding against his friend. And here it says, by Shavuos Shoyim, it says, Benigash Baal Baal Elohim. Xer Shavuos Baal Baal. So I might have thought that just like Shemitah cancels other the debt obligation, Shemitah cancels Shavuos and Shomim as well. That's what I would have thought. Okay? So says the Gemara there, Ma Baal Shinem Alaha Mashmit, just like the Baal over there gets called Shemitah, Avkar Mashmit. Says the Gemara, so Taka, why not? Taka, why not? It's like, good, that's Svarit. Xer Shavuos, there actually, it's not Svarit. Xer Shavuos trumps Svarit. So why don't I Taka make the Xer Shavuos? So says the Gemara, very fundamental answer. Dvarim Shein Mashay Yado, Shein Mashay Yado, Shviz Mishab Doso. Things where I can collect, right? Mashay Yado means I have something outstanding against you. No, in the hand. In the hand means cash, right? There it's Mishameh Mishameh Tov, so it's Mishameh the obligation. Mishameh the Shavuos, it's Mishameh the Shavuos as well. Shei Mashi Yodo, a case where there is no outstanding obligation, would collect ancient Shadoso, Lo Sov, Lo Shavuos. So Shavuos does not cancel, not it nor its Shavuos.
The answer doesn't
really
make any sense.
Why?
Because
so it's interesting, Reb Chaim. Wait, before you say it. It's interesting, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Brisker in the Sefer says, that he speaks about the Rambam in Chetza, and the Shemitah can't prevent the individual from collecting. Lo yigos, right? Lo yigos Yisrael ve'ezochiv ki karosh shmital Hashem. He may not go and take a bite out of his friend, the debtor, because it's Shemitah. So that's on the Gavra, the individual. So he says, but how does Shemitah cancel debt? Can cancel the chetzah, but there's no chetzah to cancel necessarily. The having was to cancel, I mean, comes out that there is, because we're talking about shavuos which are on the loans or a monetary claim. But even if it wasn't, I don't know if I'm going to Reb Chaim exactly, I'm paraphrasing, and I might be wrong, but even if it wasn't lemaisa, the shavuos itself is a form of negisa. It's a form of enforcing the payment of the loan. And you're not allowed to enforce the payment of a loan. So just like now to do an enforcing, well, you ghost. There's an inherent issue, I said, of the loan, but that would only work according to Maskana tomorrow. But according to Avimi tomorrow, there's no such thing as any type of enforcement of anything which can lead to a monetary reward. So therefore, well, you ghost to prevent me from making the guy take a shmur. Now you still have difficulty you're going to ask? Oh, sorry.
Your happening, as you pointed out, is the Xerah Shava trumps any spark. Your right. Answer is our spark trumps the Xerah Shava.
Yeah, that's your. Okay, fine. That's a nice question. Because the Xerah Shava, we don't can't separate the word Baal from the Masha Yoko Baal, Hashevere Pereo Masas Vuma. I forget the exact question, but it's a Baal Masha Yodo. But you can only make a Xerah Shava. Baal is a fragment of a phrase, the Yerushalmi is saying. The full phrase is Baal Mashe Yodo, something that's an outstanding obligation. Outstanding obligation is not defined as a pikadon or something of that sort, but rather as cash or something actually owed. So that's what I'd say. That prevents the making of Xerah Shava, because Baal is connected to Mashe Yodo, which means it comes afterwards. The truth is, I don't know if that actually is true, but I mean, I'm making that up, so it might all be total sheker. But I think if it says, yeah, no, it does. If you take the line at the third page, it says, "Kol ba mashay yado." So I know we don't like tiktuk is for paratim, but I shouldn't say that here. But tiktuk is what sacred precincts. I cannot say that, but. The concept of a bow is a smichut, right? Bow why it's connected to something. So therefore, you can't enforce the word ba'al, make it so, without putting the masha yodo next to it. That answers your question, right?
Yeah. But separately, there's a
oh yeah, okay, right. But that's a shas systemic problem. It's endemic to gan shas, that problem, right? It's not just here. Because even though we say Kir Shavas and Niskava, but we make them up, we slug them up all the time. Okay. So that's the word. Kol shishvis b'sham toso, b'sham etish vosso, kol shishvis b'sham toso, enim ma'ar b'sham etish vosso. Again, you need to match the other underlying the conclusion. Is the mashia and the line is linked to the shvu on top of it, right? So therefore, you don't say lo yigos in everything, but only in a case where there's an underlying outstanding obligation, which means it has to cancel. What did you want to say before?
No, I was going to ask something about the sower.
Sorry, right. Okay? Sorry. How next do do halacha? Okay? Actually, a very old halacha. Halacha, I was shaming me. But see all over again. Therefore, shomer, shomer chinam, a shomer for. Arba shomer. Therefore, shomer, shomer chinam, a shoel the free. Arba shomer, shomer chinam, the guy who watches for free. A shoel the borrower. There's the socher, the paid watchman, the socher, and the renter. Shomer chinam nishbacho, shomer chinam takes an oath that he wasn't poshea, that he wasn't negligent, and everything gets off the hook. But shoyel mishamis chulikai, he doesn't take an oath on practically anything, although he does take an oath ultimately. Amesa machim sloch, but dies because of the work. Umishamis chulikai pays everything. Noisy socher, a socher, a borrower, and a renter. Nishbaim alash neshesh shemer. Bashvili, they take an oath that they weren't poshea. There's to be brokenness and captivity. Alamisa, valamisa, or death. Umashami, misaveda, misaveda, but they pay for loss or for theft. Rabbi Yochanan said, I was shemerim. That's true. But here comes the chish. Ve'ein chayovin ela derech kinya. You can't become a shemer unless you made a kinyan on it. The shomer doesn't just receive to have an object in his possession, in his domain, he's got to make a kinyan. Similarly, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Lo said, Avliyin gezela en chayom el dar kinyan. Theft! If I just come and move this phone, that's how I'm not chayim in theft. What makes me chayim in theft? What do I have to do? Pick it up. Not that's you're talking about the next case, couldn't go off the water, we should say yellow, should survive it, but I can pick it up the same way. Okay? So says Arm Rabbi Yisrael, Rebun Rabbi Yisrael, Rebun said, my Sisa, I'm a king. Our Mishnah says that it says, a Makabal, son of Machaber, Machule, it's the Mishnah elsewhere, and it says that if somebody receives a field from his friend, somebody can become a showmaker, because the way that the conventional place he runs, refreshing of his way, it means that your Makabal king does everything. You can even become a shomer on a field. Okay? So it's Sodom Mechavir. But most of the Farshim actually change the Girsa here. And they say the Girsa really should be the Masisa Amar Kane Mishnah says like this, Higbiya. If a person picked up an object which is getting safekeeping. The other man said he took from it a revise of wine. Mishav and then it broke, Mishayim and Sokol, it pays everything. Why? Because he was Makbiya. In order to do a Kenyan Geneva, he has to pick the object up, otherwise he's not Takah Ganav. Okay? So that's why they're Aloch, said Bobatin. In other words, if I just, in the course of picking it up, I break it, then I'm a Ganav, right? But if I just tip it over and it breaks, then I might not be a Ganav, because I never made a proper Kenyan on it. Okay? I might be something else, but I'm not a Ganav. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chida, Amrei Bun, Api Gneva, in Chayavel, Der Kinyan. So to buy Gneva, you're not Chayavel, Der Kinyan. Before I talk about Gzela, not talk about Gneva, I think they're more basically the same thing. No, Gzela is public, Gneva is private, but I think in terms of these parameters, we're trying to say it's the same. Right, said Masi, son of a gal, reading advice like this, the one Dr. Snell alluded to a moment ago. By a Meshko, you were dragging somebody else's animal. The Yotze, and you were going out of his yard. Meshmish was by them, and it died in the owner's domain. Part of your example, why? Because you never actually made a kinyan on it. Because when would the kinyan be taken effect? Kinyan Meshicha? As it goes out. As it goes out. Right. If you picked it up, or see which was buying, but took it out of the owner's domain, who may sin and die higher than your liable. Now, if it was in the owner's rishus, so commission also of called rishus abaylim, and it's considered to have left the abaylim jurisdiction regardless. Now, also, if you pulled it out and it went out, actually, that's a called rishus abaylim. Then of course it comes when it comes out, but it's only called yours when it goes completely out of the rishus of the original owner. Okay? Says my Rabbeinu Folk, the Shem Rabbi Yehudah said, now go listen to Shara Torah Tzoli, no, not 100% true, it's correct, by the way, listen, but it's cute. The Rabbeinu Shem Rabbi Yehudah said, but menace may vuso, if the animal standing in the Shomer's trough, by the Shomer's trough, he doesn't necessarily become a Shomer on it. There's no Meisakinian. And it's already in the trap of the Shomer. It's not a Meisakinian. What?
The animal wanted.
Or it was brought there, but now without having made the guy a Shomer. So it can't become a Shomer ever, right? Wanted to say, no, but standing in a guy's Eivus, and they reached an agreement. Even if then to Mashiach, it's still under the jurisdiction and the Shmira of the person in whose yard it's standing. Where do you need Mashiach in order to affect a kinyan, in order to affect the Shmira, when it was down with Shusar Rabin? But now we're saying your backyard. Rabbi Boom said, if it's standing in your yard, even now the Maisa Kinyan, it's yours. There's a Shmira, it's like Beit Shammai. The Beit Shammai, and Beit Shammai says, Yilka B'chasa V'yeser. She'll lose the more or the less. Now that's not what's interesting here now. Us, the Pnei Moshe brings down what does interest here, is that it says at the end of that Mishnah, it says that Beit Shammai says, even if you thought to be Sholech Yabit because you are Nifkat, you're a safekeeper, and you thought to do something against your Hajjim safekeeper, you said in front of Adim, I have a taiva to be Sholech Yabit this because that's enough to make you liable. Okay? So it sounds like even without a Maisim Shia, without a Kinyan, just the intent to be liable makes you chayv. So that's where Boom Barachia would seem. Says you don't need to do a Kinyan on the animal in order to become a Shomer if it's standing already in your trough.
Shomer
Kamaisa, similar to that. But I don't know if that's necessarily the case over here. But yeah, okay, it could be. So, but it wouldn't require them to say Shomer Kamaisa all over the Torah. You're right, here's Prince Moshe with my son. So the Marika, what are we talking about? Emo mess just a rabbi to the top of Memorah. If the animal say which is a rabbi in the Khoshav Lagoisla, and you thought to steal it, Umesobosomachshova, and it died, why you're having that thought? So now the Shaitan itself throws in the critical words, Imbimoshach, if you already pulled it, Dibako Chayev. Everybody agree on Chayev, right? Imachul, and even actually, Lo Mashal, if it's just arriving to Mashiach, then we are calling him Mashal, he holds his sponsor. Elokeinu Keiyam, what are you talking about? Bo Menes Mei Vuso, it's talking about when it's standing by your trough, right? So that's Gemara, Kidu Amrei, Bo Merachia, Ke Mei Shamai. That's case, Bo Merachia says, just enough to think, that's like Mei Shamai, not like Mei Sil. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Boom would tell you, time on over there, where do you need Mashiach? Because the Shalomidas Bailim. Where you're making the kinyan on your own without the Bailim, so in other words, coming in the dead of night, you're a thief. So then, how do you actually acquire the Geneva? By doing true Mashiach. There, even Beit Shammai agrees to Beit Shammai. Where did Beit Shammai say you don't need to have Maisa Machshov is enough? So he says, this case he's talking about over here, where it's in your trough already, and the owner told you, look, Yaakov, the animal's already in your trough, just become a Shomer now. So in that case, you don't need to do a Maisa Kinyan. In essence, your chatzah works a kinyan for you. So you need a ma'isa kinyan where you're stealing without permission. But you're not stealing without permission. Rather, you're becoming a shomer. So then you don't need to do a mashicha. If it's not in your backyard, that's sufficient. Okay, see, it says... Oh, you only need a kinyan, maybe, you're saying.
Yeah.
Just the acquiescence.
Yeah.
What cements the contract? You don't can't cement the contract without a kinyan, of some sort. Even kind of the other you need. It could be a right, I'm just not so sure. I'm not used to thinking that way. I'm used to thinking that no, even an agreement of any sort requires some elementary rights of kinyan in order to make it take effect. Our cases by shufim, which are not, you're correct about that. But it's not really shufim, so it's really shmira. But maybe you're right, maybe you're right, maybe you don't need anything. Says the Gemara, Ksivit says, Kite Yisrael, Kesav HaKelim Lishmor. Give him stuff to safeguard. Lishmor below the cross. If you give him stuff to rip, he's exempt. Even if it gets damaged some other way, you told me you could rip my shirt. And then the shirt got water damage. So he's potter, right? Because he's not a shomer. Hi, you told him you have to do a shmir in any other way except ripping my shirt. To bestam a shugan. You're an idiot, right? You're a fool. You're insane. So therefore, we don't take that into account anymore. What's your name? One carte blanche to do damage, he takes the whole thing. Give a finger, he takes a hand. Lishmor v'lo l'ashlo, you give it to him to safeguard and not to throw away. Lishmor v'lo l'itei maton, you give it to him to preserve and not to give as a gift. Meaning, if you give a guy something as a gift, he's not considered to be a violent shomer anymore. Rabbi Yosef said, v'shomer l'itei maton l'chom m'shiyotze. That's only if he was given and told, give it as a gift to anybody you want, which makes quasi-efker. Avlomer l'ploini, but if I give it to the safekeeper and say, we'll give it to so-and-so, mikevot shishmioso love, kivishuo love, since shmira, he has to watch it until the time that so-and-so gets it, so therefore it's a valid form of shmira. Finally, says Morim, everybody has difficulty with this, Tani learned for good of me, based on ish, v'lovi, losh, gago. So it's got to be stolen from the house of the individual, the shomer, not from the top of his roof. Why? Because if he was allowed to put it on the top of his roof, it means that the object was obviously not so precious to the original owner. Therefore, even if it's stolen on his watch, he's exempt. Okay? That's why he gave permission, obviously, to put it on the roof. And the more further says, the only time that's true is if it's Yevamos Gag. Remember the Gag in Yevamos? The guy could fall off, right? So then, that's the case, it's not Meshumar, so therefore the guy's bought if anything happens to a Shmira. I have a Begag Mevutzar, but if it's a fortified is a little translation, and a fortified roof has a fence around it, so then Gebayis looks like the house and the Chiyuv Shmira all devolve. Okay, we'll stop here for today and pick up your Tshemah.